Hello, this is Sharon. I am bringing you the pantograph for today, which is Wednesday, February 6th, 2019. We'll begin the reading on the front page with an article entitled Jail to Move Female Inmates. The keys to the addition to the McLean County Jail were turned over to the county Tuesday as part of final preparations for the initial transfer of inmates to the newly completed facility. Eric Schmidt, Director of Facilities Management, told the Public Building Commission on Tuesday that female inmates will be the first group to move into the building in about 2 weeks. A gradual transfer of more inmates from the county's existing 225-bed detention center will follow. The female population is first to relocate because the area where they are currently housed is part of a remodeling project to create an infirmary. Their new 78-bed unit will allow staff to better assign inmates based on the category of their offenses, said Schmidt. Construction on the 80,000-square-foot addition began in May 2017, and the $39 million project, which was designed to provide better housing for female and mentally ill inmates and a cushion for future growth in the inmate population, was substantially complete in December. The addition and remodeling in the original building will bring the jail's capacity to 354 beds. A bridge connects the three-story addition to the existing detention facility in the McLean County Law and Justice Center in downtown Bloomington. An integral part of the planning and design for the new facility was the county's recognition of an influx of mentally ill inmates. A 2013 study by the National Institute of Corrections recommended major changes in housing conditions for inmates with special needs. The practice of keeping mentally ill inmates in single-person cells in the booking area needed to change, said the study. In its 2015 Mental Health Action Plan, the McLean County Board laid out priorities for improvements to community mental health, including help for inmates after they are released from the jail that serves as a de facto mental health treatment center. The addition allows for 48 one-bed cells for men and women with behavioral health issues. Separate day rooms provide staff with flexibility as they supervise mentally ill inmates. A large visitation area on the first floor of the addition will include video visitation to link inmates with their families. The third floor includes space for 76 cells that can be used for future growth. John Bishop, Senior Architectural Manager with Farnsworth Group, told the PBC work is progressing on the remodeling of portions of the existing jail for an expanded medical area and offices for staff. Observation rooms for medical care and exam rooms for medical and dental care will replace the cramped space currently available for inmate services. The remodeling work is expected to be complete in July. The county awarded River City Construction the contract to build the jail addition in April 2014. And here's today's flick fact. For a state that covers 58,000 square miles, the Illinois Senate in Springfield has only 59 members, or roughly one for every 1,000 square miles of the state. The question is that large or small by comparison to other states? And the answer? While it might seem small, Illinois actually has the third largest state senate in the nation. The state with the largest is Minnesota, with 67 senators. Today in history. Today is Wednesday, February 6th, the 37th day of 2019. There are 328 days left in this year. On February 6, 1911, Ronald Wilson Reagan, the 40th President of the United States, was born in Tampico. On this date in 1778, during the American Revolutionary War, the United States won official recognition and military support from France with the signing of a Treaty of Alliance in Paris. In 1788, Massachusetts became the sixth state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. In 1933, the 20th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, the so-called lame duck amendment, was proclaimed in effect by Secretary of State Henry Stimson. In 1952, Britain's King George VI, at 56, died in Norfolk, England. He was succeeded as monarch by his 25-year-old elder daughter, who became Queen Elizabeth II. And a thought for today from Maxine Kuman: cherish your wilderness. And how time flies locally. 100 years ago, February 6, 1919, juniors and seniors at Lincoln High School voted to cancel their annual party. The reason? The school board won't allow dancing in the gym. It's a long-standing rule, but the students hoped the board would change its stance. It didn't, so the party is off. 75 years ago, on February 6, 1944, some manufacturers are sensing the end of the war is in sight. Portable Elevator Company announced post-war expansion plans for its plant at 920 East Grove Street. The plan calls for expanding the building and adding products outside its line of farm machinery. 50 years ago, in 1969, Bloomington police officer Steve Brennan, 23, was knocked down by a hit-and-run driver who ran a stop sign near his home. The officer was off duty and didn't know the driver was wanted for another hit-and-run. He identified the driver, and now cops are looking for him. 25 years ago, on February 6, 1994, police in Chicago arrested two cousins wanted in connection with an ISU shooting. The two came to Normal to attend a bowling party at the student center, but got into an argument over the $3 cover charge. When the shooting broke out, three people were wounded. Park upgrades planned. Disc golf, dog park changes set for Maxwell in Normal. The first in a wave of upgrades at Maxwell Park is coming this year after the town was awarded a state grant on Tuesday. Improved disc golf and cross-country courses, a bigger dog park, and a new bocce court are set to be installed at the West Normal Park in 2019 after the Illinois Department of Natural Resources promised $400,000 in open space land acquisition and development grant money for the project. The town will add $250,000 in capital projects money and $150,000 in parkland dedication funds for an $800,000 two-year overhaul of the park, which will also include a bigger parking lot, improved accessibility at the softball fields, and extensions to Constitution Trail. Design work for those improvements will start now and must be finished by 2021 under the terms of the grant, said Normal's park director Doug Damery. It's great. We're able to get a lot more done out there than we would otherwise be able to do with limited capital projects funding, said Damery of the grant. The town has pared back its optional spending in the last 2 years. I anticipate the disc golf course will be even more popular now. Damery said he looks forward to reducing scheduling conflicts between disc golf, and cross-country events from the Illinois Elementary School Association and Illinois High School Association, though some may still happen. Though the dog park will be expanded from 1.25 acres, it will still fall short of the 3 to 5 acres the town would like it to be, said Damery. Normal plans to continue pursuing further expansion both there and at the town's Shepherd Park dog park across town. The state announced $28.9 million in grants for 89 local projects that will help communities acquire open space and develop and improve recreational facilities throughout Illinois, according to a release. The program receives dedicated funding from a percentage of the state's real estate transfer tax, according to the release. Connect Transit sets forums. Fare hikes, route changes on agenda for Bloomington Normal bus system. Connect Transit will hold 8 community feedback sessions starting Wednesday as officials consider a 4-year series of fare hikes. The public is invited to discuss rate hikes and proposed route changes with Connect Transit staff at the following dates, times, and locations. 5 p.m. Wednesday at Connect Transit, 351 Wiley Drive, Normal. 5 p.m. February 12th in Connect Transit's community bus at the McLean County Museum of History, 200 North Main Street, Bloomington. 4 p.m. February 15th at Bloomington Public Library, 205 East Olive Street. 5 p.m. February 20th at the Normal Public Library, 206 West College Avenue, Normal. 5 p.m. February 25th in the community bus at University Center, 1111 U.S. 51 Business in Normal. 5 p.m. February 28th at Uptown Station, room 409, 11 Uptown Circle, Normal. 5 p.m. March 4th in the community bus at the Toole Library, 724 West Washington Street, Bloomington. 5 p.m. March 11th at Connect Transit, 351 Wiley Drive, Normal. Those will be followed by a public hearing with Connect Transit's board at 4:30 p.m. March 12th in the Council Chambers at Uptown Station. The board may approve the hikes that day as part of its new budget. The Bloomington Normal Public Transit System is looking at increasing its fixed route fare from $1 per ride to $1.25 on July 1st. That's one of a few hikes that may take effect this summer, with more planned through 2022, when the base fare would hit $1.50. Prices for Connect Mobility, the system's on-demand service for elderly and disabled riders, would increase at the same rate, from $2 per trip now to $2.50 this summer, then to $3 by 2022. That service is heavily subsidized. 1-day, 7-day, and 30-day passes for fixed route service and 30-day passes for Connect Mobility also would increase in price. Those are now $3, $10, $32, and $65, respectively, would rise to $3, $10, $36, and $70 in July, and would hit $4, $12, $40, and $75 in 2022 under the plan. Connect Transit also could end its Olive route as part of budget adjustments. That route serves North Normal, including Walmart and OSF Fort Jesse Medical Center, but transit officials think those areas would be better served by increasing frequency on the Lime and Red routes. The Red route also goes to Walmart and would be extended to go to OSF. Both routes would receive a new express option running every 15 minutes. Food Bank given $130,000. State Farm grant to Bloomington Normal-based agency. Midwest Food Bank, based at 2031 Warehouse Road, has received $130,000 from State Farm through its Good Neighbor Citizenship Philanthropic Program. The food bank announced the grant from the Bloomington-based insurer on Tuesday. The money will be applied to Midwest Food Bank's food distribution to agencies, disaster relief, and other food security programs. State Farm has a long history of supporting our efforts to help those in need, Jada Hoare, Midwest Food Bank Development and Relations Director, said in a statement. State Farm employees truly are good neighbors, giving financially and through volunteer hours. State Farm Senior Vice President Annette Martinez said, "For years, State Farm has proudly maintained strong relationships with local organizations, including Midwest Food Bank. This is our latest effort to help support the professional and educational needs of our community and make a sustained positive difference in the lives of our neighbors in the Bloomington-Normal area." In December, Midwest Food Bank announced that it had received $40,000 in charitable gifts from Bloomington-based Growmark Foundation throughout 2018, and that the food bank's Peoria, Arizona, and East Africa locations had received three grants totaling $306,000 from Peoria-based Caterpillar Foundation. Midwest Food Bank has 10 locations in the United States, Africa, and Haiti. The food bank's mission is to alleviate hunger by gathering and distributing food donations to not-for-profits and disaster sites at no cost to the recipients. Two Bloomington Normal teachers are up for Golden Apples. Two Bloomington Normal teachers are finalists for the statewide Golden Apple Awards for Excellence in Teaching. John Bierbaum, a social studies teacher at Normal Community West High School, and Bob Fitzgerald, social science department co-chair at University High School in Normal, are among 32 high school teachers across Illinois selected as finalists from 550 nominations. Bierbaum, a graduate of Illinois State University and Heartland Community College, was a finalist for the 2013-14 Illinois Teacher of the Year. He received Heartland's Alumni Achievement Award in 2015 and has been a teacher at Normal West High School since 2005. Fitzgerald also is a graduate of Illinois State University and has taught at University High since 2002. He spent January to July 2017 in England studying at the University College London's Institute of Education as part of the Fulbright Distinguished Award Program. He is Assistant Activities Director and former head basketball coach at University High. Members of the selection committee will observe the finalists teaching in their classrooms and also will interview the finalists' colleagues, school leaders, students, parents, and community members. 10 award recipients will be selected. They will be notified in surprise visits at their schools this spring. Each will receive a spring sabbatical provided at no cost by Northwestern University and a $5,000 cash award. The recipients also become fellows of the Golden Apple Academy of Educators that supports current and future teachers. Golden Apple is a nonprofit organization founded in 1985 that sponsors programs to prepare future teachers, provide professional development for veteran teachers, and recognize excellence in teaching through its award programs. Bloomington's 5-day forecast today, a touch of afternoon rain, a high of 43. Tonight, there'll be occasional rain with a temperature of 38 degrees. On Thursday, the rain will taper off. There'll be a high of 51 and a low of 7. Friday, much colder, but we'll have sunshine, a high of 18, a low of 5. Saturday, sunny and not as cold, a high of 26, a low of 20. And on Sunday, it will be cloudy with a bit of snow. The high will be 32 and the low 23. Looks like Saturday's the day to get out. And here's the area calendar. Today, there will be an old-time fiddle jam from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Bloomington Library Community Room. On Thursday, Winter Crop Seminar, 7:30 a.m. Thursday registration is at Evergreen FS, 402 North Hershey Road in Bloomington. There's an 8 a.m. breakfast, 8:30 a.m. presentations with speakers Brenda Dozier, Country Financial Crop Underwriting, Joe Camp, Agrivisor, Brad Clow, Country Financial Crop Operations Manager. For more information or to register, you can call 309-662-0101. The Congerville Eureka Goodfield School District 140 will be holding kindergarten pre-registration from 1 to 6 p.m. Thursday at the Davenport Elementary School in Eureka and Goodfield Elementary School. Congerville residents register at Goodfield. For anyone who will be 5 by September 1st, bring a certified birth certificate, 2 proofs of residency, and emergency phone numbers. Uptown Covered in Chocolate, from 4 to 7 p.m. Thursday and Friday at the Shops and Restaurants in Uptown Normal. The movie, The Hate U Give, will be from 6 to 8 p.m. Thursday in the Bloomington Library Community Room. Adults and teens for grades 6 through 12, children age 12 and younger should be accompanied by a parent or caregiver. Eureka College Arts and Lectures Series will be at 6 p.m. Thursday at the Becker Auditorium at the Donald B. Surf Center, Eureka College. The speaker will be Lewis Moore, from Shut Up and Play to The Activist Athlete, A Brief History of Black Activism in Sports. And the Hands All Around Quilt Guild of Central Illinois will meet at 7 p.m. Thursday at the Mennonite Church of Normal. The speaker is Mark Sherman. The lecture fee is $10 for non-members. There will be workshops on Friday and Saturday afternoon. For more information, visit haaqg.com. Enter to win 2 tickets to Hockey Fights Cancer Night with the Central Illinois Flying Aces. This will be presented by OSF Healthcare and will be held Saturday, February 16th at 7 p.m. at the Grossinger Motors Arena. You can enter to win at pantograph.com/contests. Good luck. And here's another fun contest from the Pantograph. Make your pet a rock star by entering the Pantograph's Funniest Pet Contest. You can enter from now through the 13th of February by submitting a photo of your pet being funny, silly, or downright naughty, and they could be voted the funniest pet in McLean County. All proceeds benefit the animal charity of the winner's choice. Enter now at pantograph.com/contests. And here's some more information about Uptown Covered in Chocolate. This is being proudly presented by Hyatt Place. Enjoy chocolate, surprises, sales, and specials at all of your favorite Uptown shops and restaurants. Beyond Normal, Children's Discovery Museum, Fabulous Affairs, The Garlic Press, Hyatt Place, Ohm Fit Activewear, Solid Gold Jewelers, The Stave Wine Bar, Sugar Mama Bakery, and Uptown Gifts and Accessories. Sublime with Rome sets June arena date. Tickets go on sale Friday for a June 5th concert headlined by the ska punk band Sublime with Rome at Grossinger Motors Arena. Appearing with the group will be Soja and Common Kings. Tickets for the 7 p.m. show go on sale at 10 a.m. at the Grossinger Motors Arena box office or through Ticketmaster.com or by phone at 800-745-3000. Tickets include general admission floor seats and reserve seating, and the tickets begin at $28.50. Sublime with Rome is touring in support of its forthcoming album, Blessings, due out this summer. It's the band's third album and was produced by Rob Cavallo, who also produced for Green Day, Paramore, and Linkin Park. The band's last album, Sirens, in 2015, peaked at number 2 on Billboard's current alternative album chart and at number 3 on Billboard's rock album chart. The release included Sublime with Rome's alternative radio single, Wherever You Go, that hit number 16. The group's other album is its 2011 debut, Yours Truly, that boasted 2 alternative radio hits, Take It or Leave It, and Panic, which peaked at number 4. Collectively, Sublime with Rome has clocked more than 80 million U.S. streams to date. If you get the flu, just stay home. Last winter's flu season was the worst since the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention began tracking annual severity of influenza. Earlier this month, the first CDC in-season estimate of how many people had contracted the flu this season was released, reporting between 6.2 million and 7.3 million people in the United States. The unpredictability of the flu has always been baffling. How can one person sit among 6 people and avoid the illness? Given our recent weather and spin in a matter of days, doesn't that make it likely that even more of us will be sniffing and sneezing? Not necessarily. However, during the winter, we're around more people and indoors more often. None of us are likely to survive to a time free of viruses, but there are things we can do to slow it down. Experts agree on 4 keys to avoiding the flu. Wash your hands frequently, cover your face when you sneeze, avoid being in the presence of sick people, and stay home when you're sick. Do not return until you are fever-free for at least 24 hours. Those last 2 are tricky, aren't they? You rarely have a chance before you arrive at work for your 8, 10, or 12 hours to determine how many of your coworkers are ill. That's why the 4th item on the list is the most important. Sick people have to stay home, and we as a workforce and a society have to understand that people don't want to be sick. Sometimes it just happens. The idea of pampering ourselves through an illness is difficult to accept, but it's one of the many things we can do, not only for ourselves, but for each other. So if you're sick, please stay home. We'll take a short break now, and then I'll return with the second half hour of the Pantograph for Wednesday. Please stay tuned.